Welcome to Firepower News. We have a special broadcast for you tonight. We are going to air the Democrat debate live, and we're going to talk about these nutbags as they go along in this debate. So tonight we have Alex Jones with us, Leanne McAdoo, and of course, Tom Pepper. Fire News, firepowernews.com. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. Oh, I have an announcement I want to make. If you connect with me right now on my Twitter, that's the Firepower News Twitter. If you connect with me on the Firepower News Twitter, you possibly can win $1,000 and a Trump is your president t-shirt. And that is at Firepower News. The first person, only one person, to get the number closest to how many times they say the word impeachment tonight, you will win that prize. Okay?
That's right. $1,000 from InfoWars and a t-shirt, because they're going to be obsessing over impeachment and they're going to be obsessing over taking down Biden, who they already admit is a depreciating stock. He's done, as we told you 4 months ago. We were banned on Facebook. Mm-hmm. A positive mention of Alex Jones. They said with the fake news that he couldn't talk and then he'd have to drop out. And now that's the top story in the country. Next year's news, next month's news, next week's news, tomorrow's news, today. So it's great to be here with Tom Pepper. It's great to be here with Leanne McAdoo, who's back visiting, longtime InfoWars reporter. And, of course, you hosting with Pepper, Will Johnson. And, Will, I know you're fired up to cover all this. They're still talking about to introduce the candidates. When we think a candidate's boring, we're going to fade it down. We're analyzing CNN. But when they're getting to something meaty, we'll fade it up. Obviously, if you want to hear what they have to say in full, just tune into CNN. We're here giving analysis of CNN. But I wanted to ask you, Will, then Leanne, and then, of course, Tom, what do you think tonight is going to be the biggest thing? The attack to become number one and seeing them treat him like Julius Caesar, Biden, the takedown of Biden, or a orgy of them one-upping each other on how Trump and his whole family should be locked up in a gulag?
I think the last, how Trump should be locked up, impeach President Trump, how to get rid of President Trump, and they're possibly going to bring up Hunter Biden. I mean, I would imagine if they're going to bring it up, this would be the time to bring it up now, that Joe Biden allowed this to happen under his watch and nothing ever happened. Nothing was done, but they're going to throw softballs, of course.
That's right.
I think the biggest thing is they're going to have to try to look like they're teaming up by attacking each other to impeach President Trump.
I agree with that. Leanne?
I agree. I think impeachment's going to be, I'm going to say, at least 45 times they're going to say impeachment. That's what I say. That's my number. I want to win that $1,000.
An InfoWars cannot win, but you will get an honorable mention.
Well, I think for sure impeachment, and also obviously they're going to bring up the Hunter Biden issue because they had the ABC News exclusive.
It blew up in their face.
Had him coming out of Good Morning America. You know, I'm here. I'm Hunter Biden. So it's like they can say they covered it. But what I really think they're going to use this as is a pivot so that Biden could then turn and shine the light on President Trump and his children being involved in his administration.
Oh, you said that on my show today, and I totally agree. That was really astute. I didn't think of that, but when you said it, I guarantee you they're going to do that. Like, oh, you're right. He pulled out of it now if I'm ever elected. But look at you. You've done all this when it's not the same.
Right. That they didn't come on, you know, people without zero skills just getting paid, what was it? Initially, they were saying like $50,000 a month, but it turns out it was closer to.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right, I've got to give it to CNN. The other debates have had horrible technical difficulties, and they usually start 15 minutes late. CNN only started 2 minutes late, and we just had the robber baron, CIA operative Cooper, talk to Bernie Sanders. White people don't know what it's like to be poor. Let's hear what he's babbling about right now.
I think in terms of the recent Ukrainian incident. The idea that we have a president of the United States who is prepared to hold back national security money
to
one of our allies in order to get dirt on a presidential candidate is beyond comprehension. So I look forward, not only to a speedy and expeditious impeachment process, but Mitch McConnell has got to do the right thing and allow a free and fair trial in the Senate.
Vice President Biden, during the Clinton impeachment proceedings, you said, quote, the American people don't think that they've made a mistake by electing Bill Clinton, and we in Congress had better be very careful before we upset their decision. With the country now split, have Democrats been careful enough in pursuing the impeachment of President Trump?
Yes, they have. I said from the beginning.
Careful enough. They've been foaming at the mouth since he got elected.
Trump continued to stonewall what the Congress is entitled to know about his background. What
so Russiagate failed.
The accusations
and now they're on to this made up, which of course it's Bolton
no
and it's Fiona Hill. As we said, they're the sources. She wasn't even in there when it happened. Total hoax, but they think you're dumb. And now Schiff says they don't even need due process and they don't even need any quid pro quo. So they're admitting it's all a lie, but they're just going to have them all testify.
And they're doing all this in secret. They're doing all of this in secret. They want to have secret meetings about impeaching President
right.
Trump.
That's right. That's right.
Let's get Tom Pepper to come in here because Tom Pepper hasn't had had a word yet.
That's right, Tom.
Well, you know, it's completely fascinating. You're both completely on point because they will not even so much as allow Republican in the room while they discuss impeachment. And there's a certain amount of irony. I mean, Will or Leanne, I don't think 45 is enough. I think it's already come up 6 or 7 times. At this rate, it's going to be in the hundreds. We're going to have a 500 impeachment mentions. And the big joke, of course, with all of this is that all of it relates to Joe Biden and his apparent crimes that were committed under his presidency. The first question they lobbed towards Sanders and Sanders' response saying, oh, it's so terrible that we have a president who threatened to withhold money. No, that's what the guy you're on stage with, Joe Biden, did. This is lunacy on its face.
And by the way, Tom, just as you went live, breaking news at your great news site, that we're going to be talking about in a moment, Beto's Prep School Yearbook. Wait till you discover what was just found there, but let's go back and see what's being babbled about right now.
Imagined this moment, a moment where we would have a corrupt president. And our framers then rightly designed our system of democracy to say there will be checks and balances.
Well, they're going for the
this
juggler.
This is one of those moments. And so Congress must act. But the reality of it is that I don't really think this impeachment process is going to take very long, because as a former prosecutor, I know a confession when I see it. And he did it in plain sight. He has given us the evidence, and he tried to cover it up, putting it in that special server. And there's been a...
Is that like a special server in the email server? Yeah.
No, it was a secure server in the White House, because they have mole spies in there getting in there and misrepresenting.
Where Susan Rice admits that President Obama himself used the same type of server to store but his conversations to keep them safe.
That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah,
every White House, they have every right to put any information on a secret server.
I agree.
In the White House that they say that they deem secret.
Here's
no
Cory.
What it is? Someone's birthday.
Here's Cory Booker,
president for office. This has got to be about patriotism and not partisanship.
Oh Lord!
Look, I share the same sense of urgency of everybody.
It's the
on
Democrats
this
that say America shouldn't
I
exist.
I understand the outrage that we all feel, but we have to conduct this process.
Well, remember, Spartacus is threatening to beat anybody up who goes after Joe Biden. If you want to get to Joe Biden, you got to go through Spartacus.
Anybody who has criticisms about a process
I appreciate
that
what
is making
Cory
all
Booker's
the facts
saying
bare
right now, though,
for the American public, that works to build consensus. That's what this nation needs in what right. is a moral moment and not a political
well,
one.
This is a tactic,
behind
though.
Closed doors.
Well, this is a tactic they use, though, where they say we need to do it legitimate, take your time, until they come out and say they have the proof. So it's a good cop, bad cop game.
Senator Booker, Senator Klobuchar, you have what do you say to those
who Because he's in the Senate, so he doesn't want to make it where when it gets to the trial in the Senate, he has already sat there and shown that he was biased. This is, he's all been advised by lawyers to do that.
We have a constitutional duty to pursue this impeachment, but we also can stand up for America, because this president has not been putting America in front of his own personal interests.
Total inversion
of
reality.
He's not been standing up for the workers
of Ohio. No, it's upside down world.
He's not been standing up.
We are living in the upside down.
And I take this even a step further. You know, when he made that call to the head of Ukraine, he's digging up dirt on an opponent.
Oh, no.
That's illegal conduct.
It was never used. Verbiage that was never used.
It was not done. We have the transcript. But again, they're just going to keep saying, well, John Bolton, the warmonger, said so. The guy that the left totally hates. A known liar, a WMD planner. Oh, my gosh, he's God.
Involved in interfering in our election makes America great again. I'd like to hear from him about how leaving the Kurds for slaughter, our allies for slaughter.
So now the Democrats are pro-war. Big surprise.
Okay, since we went to this, I want to respond to ABC News. Let's play the clip right now of ABC News over the weekend saying that look at this video of a Kurd town being blown up. They cropped a YouTube video with tens of millions of views, Knob Creek machine gun shootout. They cropped the photo. It was wide shot of a forest, hundreds of guys shooting machine guns, hundreds of phones out taping it. And they put it out as fake news to say, here is the Kurdish town with 5,000-foot red mushroom clouds being vaporized, when it was hillbillies, and I'm a hillbilly myself, blowing up cans of gasoline in Kentucky. So and this is what they're saying Trump has done. Here it is.
This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians in a Syrian border town. The Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against ISIS. Now, horrific reports of atrocities committed by Turkish-backed fighters on those very allies.
So they knowingly cropped that. Now let's go to the raw Knob Creek video that's not cropped, which they now admit they did this. They lied to you. Here it is. Down, so all you see is the fire. They cropped it. We don't see the trees. Are the hundreds of people with their phones out videotaping it? The minute I saw this, I knew it was not pretty.
Who got this video to them, rushed it out, cropped it, and, you know, we all work in...
We would never newsroom. Do something like that.
We work in a newsroom. There's no way that could be a mistake. That
they
someone
were probably
else.
Sitting well, on right. it. Just waiting.
That's, here's another thing. That's a famous video. That's been out
right.
for...
Yeah, I'm saying there was sitting on it waiting for the opportunity to say this is what's happening here.
And that Trump right. just allowed this, Tom?
Well, there's a lot of editing that goes into something like that. I mean, mm-hmm. you're talking five or six different layers of editing to get it to have that look. Easily a five-hour project. So it was all a big mistake. They apologized for it. So you're saying that some editor sat there for 5 hours with a news director leaning over his shoulder. That's the finished product. Nobody second-checked this or took a second look at it. It's obvious.
But the citizens did, Tom. I want your take, though. They've apologized for getting caught. Clip 23, though. They've now released real footage of the devastation of the Kurds. This is real video. This time, ABC News apologizes. Here's clip 23.
Urgent story this morning involving the Trump administration. It involves the escalating chaos in Syria, where the Pentagon says Turkish artillery fire exploded right near U.S. Special Forces. President Trump has threatened sanctions against Turkey for its
don't
offensive
question
against
this, man.
I mean, they literally made
really
a movie about Wag the Dog and how the
administration
throw it in your face.
Handling this situation.
Unless you're not supposed to question.
It was a mistake.
The panel is on the ground in northern Syria.
Well, you saw that warmonger Trump just did. Okay, folks, that was a joke. That was the wrong clip. Let's play clip 24. This is actually the real footage of what the Trump the monster did. This is ongoing live footage earlier today. This happened just an hour ago. Here it is.
This is an ABC News special report.
Turkey is pushing further ahead with its incursion into northern Syria, and the battle is only set to intensify. The United States has announced it's withdrawing all its remaining troops from the area. Washington's former ally, the Kurds, have made a deal with Syria's president so they can have a chance at taking on the Turks.
I feel like I feel like it's only just a matter of time. Oh, I wanted to see what Tulsi said.
Let's hear what she says. Let's fade this up.
Against impeachment.
And he feels exonerated, further deepening the divides in this country that we cannot afford.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Mr. Sauer, you've been calling for impeachment for 2 years. Does there need to be bipartisan support?
Yeah, she's not for
well,
it.
Well, Anderson, this is my first time on this stage, so I just want to
look
start
at that lunatic.
By reminding everybody that every candidate here is more decent, more coherent.
How did he get on this stage?
I thought
they had run the White House.
He's the billionaire.
Yeah, Tom Steyer.
Dweeble.
Yeah. We create a whole thing in peace.
But I also want to point out that Anderson's right. Two
of his big friends with Ed Monk, by the way.
Which are probably, half of them are probably fraudulent.
Desperately wrong at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That we did have the most corrupt president in the country, and that only the voice
is that why they
the
allowed him
to come
on stage for the first time
would drag Washington to see it as a matter of right.
Lee is proud of the fact that she took care of her mom and grandma when they were sick, and she used to be totally obsessed with the news. She's been away from the media for over a year. She's like Rip Van Winkle when he falls asleep and wakes up 100 years in the future. No, I like it. It's good to hear from you. Yes, that's Tom Steyer, the ding dong.
Please respond.
Oh, let's hear this.
I support impeachment, but we shouldn't have any illusions that impeaching Donald Trump will, one, be successful, or two, erase the problems that got him elected in 2016. We're standing in the great state of Ohio, the ultimate purple state, the ultimate bellwether state. Why did Donald Trump win your state by 8 points? Because we got rid of 300,000 manufacturing jobs in your towns, and we're not stopping there. How many of you have noticed stores closing where you work and live here in Ohio? Raise your hands. It's not just you. Amazon alone is closing 30% of America's stores and malls, soaking up $20 billion in business while paying zero in taxes. These are the problems that got Donald Trump elected, the fourth industrial revolution. And that is going to accelerate and grow more serious regardless of who is in the Oval Office.
Please,
the fact
being
is
honest.
Donald it's Trump, true. When That's we're what... talking about him, we are losing.
I like him.
We need to present a new vision, and that even includes talking about impeaching Donald Trump.
Mr. Congressman O'Rourke, on impeachment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, you're psycho.
You know, I think about everyone who's ever served this country in uniform. We have two examples here on the stage tonight, Mayor Buttigieg and Congresswoman Gabbard. Those who have willingly sacrificed their lives to defend this country and our Constitution. We are the inheritors of their service and their sacrifice. And we have a responsibility
so disingenuous.
To be fearless in the face of this president's criminality and his lawlessness. The fact that as a candidate for the highest office
the Democrats
in the
Democrats want open borders. Talk about lawlessness.
The invasion of a
and
foreign power.
He helps the caravans across.
Yeah.
Obstructed justice, fired James Comey, head of the FBI, tried to fire Mueller, head of the investigation.
He didn't
then
try.
Invited
he did
President Zelensky to involve himself in our politics, as well as China.
Another blatant lie.
He was sarcastic about China because the Bidens, he made Hunter resign off the Chinese board, you dumb.
Not only have we failed this moment, our Constitution and our country.
All right, let me bring up Tom Papert on this. Tom Papert runs National File.
Constitution in your mouth.
He runs nationalfile.com, an excellent news site that's exploding. A lot of top writers there. Beto's prep school yearbook did not refer to him as Beto. Just to show, it's like ABC's airing shooting ranges in Kentucky and then saying it's Trump causing things over in Syria. And then now, again, he's Robert Francis O'Rourke. He's never been Beto as his family or he says the classmates. It's all just a cheap trick.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, and this wasn't that hard to find out, by the way. We had somebody in the area of his very prestigious prep school. This is somewhere that's going to cost $60,000, $80,000 a year to attend. They stopped in, got a copy of the yearbook, and we scoured the entire thing, thinking, you know, somewhere, some club that he was in. He ran track. He was in a couple different clubs. Somewhere it's going to say Beto or Betta, however you're supposed to say his weird little fictitious name. Nowhere in there did it say, refer to him by that. The man's name is Robert Francis, and it is, I mean, frankly, I hate to lob the accusation around, but I think it's kind of racist to think that because he's got a tan, he can refer to himself as a Hispanic nickname and think that he's going to get that demographic of people to vote for
him. He's so inauthentic. These people are all completely fake. Good point. Good article. It's also posted at Infowars.com and Newswars.com here on Firepower with Will Johnson and Tom Papert, who are here every weeknight. And that's 7 to 9 p.m., but we'll continue on past 9 p.m. Leanne McAdoo, I interrupted you when Lord Beto was speaking.
Well, he is bringing the Constitution and saying, you know, how President Trump is a disgrace to it and everything. But here's someone who's actively working to do away with the Second Amendment.
Hell yes, I'll take the semi-autos.
First Amendment.
Yes.
You know, to even say that he feels for the people who sacrificed their lives for this country, and he's trying to dismantle what we say.
That's right. He wants churches to be taxed if they don't tell the leftist line, which that violates the First Amendment. Right. Let's go. Oh, Sleepy Joe's talking. Here we go.
He did that. He made a mistake and showed poor judgment by serving on that board in Ukraine. Did you make a mistake by letting him? You were the point person on Ukraine at the time.
The governor Trump right now.
My son's statement speaks for itself. I did my job. I never discussed a single thing with my son about anything having to do with Ukraine. No one has indicated I have. We've always kept everything separate. Even when my son was the attorney general of the state of Delaware, we never discussed anything. So there'd be no potential conflict.
Well, Hunter said so. So he's a trustworthy individual. He didn't get kicked out of the military for
cocaine,
right?
Let's focus on actually, CNN and the rest of the liberals, they're all defending Hunter. They're all defending him. Every single one of them, they come on there and say, well, you know, he admitted that what he did made wrong, but it was...
Go forward with impeachment.
Yeah, they're there to cover up the crimes.
Exactly.
That's why nobody watches him.
The anteater.
If the American people believe that all we were doing is taking on Trump, and we're forgetting that 87 million Americans are uninsured or underinsured. We're forgetting about...
We got to offer some free stuff.
...of climate change. We are forgetting about the fact carbon that taxes half for the of the people are living...
They're like, be quiet, Bernie. We don't want anyone to focus on that because we don't have any plans for that. That's why we're distracting everyone.
For future history.
Someone tell Bernie to calm down.
I know. I feel he's just had a heart attack.
He must not.
turn our backs on the pain of the working class of this country.
Senator Sanders, thank you. Mark?
We want to move now to the economy. Senator Warren, you've proposed some sweeping plans, free public
policy. He's still going.
Thank you.
Look at chicken neck.
Senator Warren.
He's like a retarded bird.
Senator Warren, we've proposed that
we chicken in the headlights.
Free public college,
chicken in the headlights.
Child care, eliminating most Americans.
Can you imagine how upset Hillary would be?
I shouldn't talk bad about Chief Chicken Neck.
One with many feathers.
Careful, she'll call her tribe out.
On the middle class to pay for it, yes or no?
So I have made clear what my principles are here, and that is costs will go up for the wealthy and for big corporations.
Oh, yeah, right.
And for hardworking middle-class families, costs will go down.
Mm-hmm.
She shakes her head every time she talks.
I have been out all
you
around
You can keep your
I've
doctor.
140 town halls now, been to 27 states.
Obamacare
like
was supposed to everything,
got
right?
to have a beer with her.
Right. Why are we even still talking about this?
Measure of democracy. And this gives people a chance to come up and talk to me directly. So I've talked with the family, the mom and dad whose daughter's been diagnosed with cancer.
Why is that cancer rate exploding? Why is the U.S. life expectancy going down the more we spend money? Because the medical system is geared towards getting rid of people. In fact, speaking of that, let me raise this because they're getting on health care. And this is also something that I'm going to, you know, promote that funds our operation. It's kind of like when David Hogg goes, you know, Alex Jones says there's all these poisonous chemicals in the water. You should filter your water. And then he sells a water filter like it's some disingenuous scam I'm running. No, it's called straight shooting. And people go and look at Alexa Pure Pro, and they go look at the other systems that we sell, like ProPure. They go, man, these are some of the highest rated gravity fed filters, and they're less expensive than the filters that aren't as good. While Jones, third party sites rate it, got the very best filters. Yeah, because that's what I use for myself and my own family when I'm not drinking high quality, I'm drinking Topo Chico right now on ice. It's this great Mexican, water out of a mineral well. I love the taste of it. But separate from that, ladies and gentlemen, yes, if you don't have iodine, clean iodine in your life, it kills your fertility, it lowers your IQ, it makes you have all these other diseases. Now, let me just tell you this first, because they had a big show, The Good Doctor, 18 million viewers, that's bigger than Monday Night Football, attacked me last night in a whole show, and the makers of it said, no, this is an attack on Alex Jones. And they said, I sell supplements that are a scam and will poison you, okay, on a major entertainment show. They'll have more viewers probably than this debate, okay? So why are they doing this? This is from 1996, New York Times. Put it on screen, please, in there. Document can if you can. China confronts retardation of millions. And again, it's not a big deal, but at the start of the show, I actually punched it up on that computer in there myself. There it is. That's the New York Times. Thank you. China confronts retardation of millions of deficient in iodine. And it goes in to say tens of millions can't talk and don't know who they are and look into themselves, and then China has a name for it. They don't call it autism. Now, what is this? It's the good halogens iodine. The bad halogen is fluoride they add to the water. Mm-hmm. Now, until the 70s, the U.S. put iodine in salt, and it made the IQ go up 15 points on average. And it turns out it wasn't people in rural areas that were black or white that were having all these birth defects and their IQs were going down. It was happening to poor blacks, poor whites, who weren't near the ocean, because people were doing the same fields and they didn't know that the iodine was out of the soil. Only a couple crops, it's no good anymore. You got to add it back. Well, you get a little bit of fish, you're okay. But this is the big conspiracy. Now, they want our IQ to go down now. So they took it out of the salt. China, the Chinese government adds it to salt and in rural areas adds it to water and adds it to the fertilizer by law. And it made the Chinese IQ go up since they started this in the 70s, nationwide by 2000. Read the damn article, folks. By the time of this article in 96, their IQs had gone way up. Now, here's Business Insider. This is from 6 years ago. How adding iodine to salt resulted in a decade's worth of IQ gains for the United States. 15-point increases. People on the East Coast got this attitude that folks in the Midwest were inbred and mentally retarded. That's what the medical term for it is, because they'd go out there and they'd see up to 20% of the kids not able to talk. And they said, well, they must be marrying their sisters. No. They now know in the studies, I have them all right here, that it was the iodine. Now, I'm going to tell you again, wherever you get your iodine, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's from high-end sea salts that have a little bit of it, or whether you eat seafood that's got a lot of mercury, I suggest you get it from InfoWarsStore.com. Our Tri-Iodine Survival Shield or X2. This is X3. They're both different formulas. But this is big mojo. And, yes, we find ourselves selling this. I'm going to explain something again. They take out the good halogen. They give you the bad one, which makes it 10 times worse, literally. And I'm not saying this because Will Johnson happens to be African-American and sitting next to me. I'm saying it because if you are black, fluoride has a, let me explain. If you're a male, fluoride is up to twice as bad for you. The way genetics work. If you are a black male, it's double that, four times worse than it is for any woman. That's just the way Hispanics can't have corn syrup. You get diabetes worse than anybody. I mean, you drive around Austin, you see, you know, people at the bus stops, Hispanics with their legs cut off. And they'll tell you, Hispanics, you know, corn syrup will kill you. That's your genetics. Well, black people can't have fluoride, folks. Nobody can. But I'm just going to tell you right now, if you're drinking tap water, you better damn well filter it. And you better do it with a system that doesn't just take out bad flavor like charcoal. It better be either reverse osmosis or it better be through a gravity filter. Here's the problem with reverse osmosis. It takes out the good minerals you need. Systems we sell leave the good minerals in, take out the fluoride, the glyphosates, the atrazine that'll literally shrivel your testicles up. Now, yeah, you bet I'm funding myself selling products at InfoWarsStore.com that are high quality. We're going to go back to the debate. But I decided tonight to cover this because I was talking about how China started putting it in their tap water in the 70s and how their IQs keep going up and up and up and up. You know, so they put it on the tap water. We put fluoride in because it's a bad halogen and brain damages us, and Harvard even admits that now. So there's your conspiracy. 70% off on X3, 50% off on X2. Right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, it's game-changing. And it's just like vitamin C. You got to have it to live, and the system won't tell you that, and they don't want you to know that. But that's powerful information. Anybody want to comment on that?
Yeah, let me jump in on the X2. I take the X2 every day. I take the X2. It is wonderful. I love it. And on top of that, you're absolutely right about the water filtration that's coming into our homes. I actually purchased the ProPure M100 refrigerator filter. I actually put that on my refrigerator, and it is completely night and day. Before I had it on there, I was drinking the water. I'm like, man, I could taste the pipe in it. It's like you can taste the metals in the water. As soon as I put the filter on there, and I followed the instructions and ran the water through it, man, the water was like, it's like milk. It's so good. And it's so wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe it. Quality water is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? The whole thing is the products you get at InfoWarsStore.com, they actually work. And I think that is the biggest threat to these communists that's attacking you because they actually work. Now, I'm not saying it just because I want people to.
Oh, no, no. We're selling what we know is good and works and is good to do.
Yes.
I mean, folks, this is the New York Times. The Chinese discovered that their people's IQs were dropping. They had a nation of mentally retarded people, tens of millions of them, whole villages, upwards of half the kids couldn't talk. They began to put it in the water, and suddenly their IQs exploded and it all stopped. Mm-hmm. Okay, especially for women with goiter, not having enough iodine. I mean, this is a serious problem, Leanne.
Well, I've got a friend that's going through nutritionist school right now, and she was talking about a lot of the parents, they were debating about fluoride and, you know, sodium fluoride, it's good, you know, it's on the periodic table, it's like naturally occurring, but that's not what they put in our water. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is a different form, it's a different compound of fluoride. And it's cheaper, that's why they put
it. Well, it's electrified. It's super toxic. Yeah, and think about this, mercury's so on the periodic table.
It's so toxic you have to wear gloves to transport it. You can't breathe it. You can't. It eats through metal and eats through pipes. It's so corrosive. But for whatever reason, if there's just, you know, certain parts per million, it's okay for us to drink for whatever reason.
Exactly. And California has Prop 65 where there's one part per billion of lead, which is higher in apples than it is, you know. The air has more than that. Then the lawyers can sue you, but they have a waiver for the water company to pour the toxin in there. So what I'm telling people is communist China makes their people drink iodine and says it's because it stopped them being mentally retarded. Now, government puts it in there, what does that tell you? I'm warning you, folks. You need to understand the iodine conspiracy. Tom Pabbert, you want to comment on this? We're going to go back to the debate.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Alex, one of the things I've always wanted to ask you, I've tried X2 and I've tried X3. I'm a big fan of both. But why is X3 so delicious? It's sweet. It doesn't leave a film. It's honestly one of the best iodine products I've ever used, just in the taste alone. What is it in there that makes it have that good taste to it?
You know, I don't know how all this works. I just know I listen to the top scientists and the researchers, and all I know is I already knew about iodine, but somebody explained it to me like 8 years ago, and I got on it. I lost all this weight. My skin got better. And then when I forget to take it, because I'm like everybody, I'll take some a while and stop. I gain weight. I get an ad. I go, wait a minute. I'm not taking the iodine. And my children are happier. They're better. Look, I just showed people. This isn't debatable. The government put it in the salt to make the IQs go up and to stop all the different genetic disorders. And they had names for it. It wasn't called autism. They've got all the different names of it where the kids don't talk. And then they've got a medical term for it. Now they call it autism, and it's a whole bunch of stuff doing it. It was just incredible. Let's go back and see what's going on here with Bernie again. He's waving his arms around.
Are people defending a system which is dysfunctional, which is cruel? 87 million uninsured, 30,000 people dying every single year, 500,000 people going bankrupt. For what reason? They came down with cancer. I will tell you what the issue is here. The issue is whether the Democratic Party has the guts to stand up to the healthcare
industry.
No one
asked why cancer is up 10,000+% of pediatric cancer is off the chart. Let's find the cure to breast cancer. It's called don't drink glyphosate. It's called don't use Roundup.
Which is charging us the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs.
That's what Amy Klobuchar was just talking about, is that we're not talking to the people who are actually causing these health issues in the first place. We're not standing up to certain industries.
Oh, she said that?
That's what I thought I was reading up there.
Wow.
But that's what we really need to be talking about, but we won't. And then the moderator interrupted her, of course.
Full-on attack in America today. And it's outrageous. There are states that have passed laws that will virtually prevent women from having access to reproductive health care. And it is not an exaggeration to say...
Reproductive health care, because abortion is a form of birth control now.
Women of color will die because these Republican legislatures in these states are out of touch with
America. 36 million black people got aborted. And I bring this up to leftist black folks. They just go, like T.I. goes, well, I don't want to talk about them. Let's talk about white supremacy. I mean, Margaret Sanger literally was worshipped by the KKK. She created Planned Parenthood to abort black people, dumbasses.
I've had conversations with leftist black people on the left, and I said, won't you join up with me to help to save black lives? They come back and say, F you.
Well, we learned on Project Veritas on their undercover CNN videos. That's why they wouldn't even show, if three people get shot in a certain part of the city, nobody cares. No. Nobody cares.
In fact, we can probably pull that clip up later. CNN employee confesses that MSM ignores shootings in minority communities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just crazy.
They don't want to talk about these issues. And then again, it's the media. Do we not really care, or do they tell us we don't care and they're not going to cover it? Because they will cover certain stories, and people do.
It's chicken or the egg. They're saying, oh, we don't cover it because you don't care. Bull, you don't cover it, so we don't know.
Exactly.
Well, and their audience is so microscopic anyway. You know, their little audience of 300 million people tops in a given hour. That's not the entire, 300,000 people in a given hour. That's not the entire country. I hate to break it to you, Jeff Zucker.
Well, let's be clear. Their top shows have about 1 million. Their average show, as you said, it's about 300,000. That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. We've had live feeds before when the listeners get excited and tell people about it that have 3 million on it. Usually when we do these shows, hundreds of thousands extra from the regular show. And again, that's challenging CNN. It's like Mark Dice says, he's in his kitchen and his average video gets 400,000 or 500,000 views. That's more than the average CNN show.
Well, before YouTube started gaming the algorithm.
Right.
Good job.
What's Bernie saying?
Senator Sanders, thank you. Mr. Yang, your main solution to job loss from automation is a universal basic income. Why is giving people $1,000 a month better than Sanders' plan to get guaranteeing them a job?
I am for the spirit of a federal jobs guarantee, but
most people need three jobs nowadays.
Materialize in practice. What are the jobs? Who manages you? What if you don't like your job? What if you're not good at your job? The fact is, most Americans do not want to work for the federal government. And saying that that is the vision of the economy of the 20th
century. Well, yeah, then they can dictate who you are, what union right. you're in.
Yeah, and you're never allowed to leave your job. You're fearful of...
I mean, this is all about dependency.
Right.
If you're getting a handout of $1,000 a month, how are you not a slave of the state, an employee of the federal government? I mean,
well,
you're
my
so
mom's parents gave most of their money to charity because they were really serious Christians. They lived in a very frugal, humble area of South Austin. And...
Because the fact is, and you know this in Ohio.
The IRS came when my grandfather was like 80 and said, we're going to take everything you got. We know you haven't been paying your taxes. And it was so hurtful to him that they would even say that like he was a criminal. He had a heart attack and died right after that.
Oh, wow.
And, but I mean, you know, that's the thing is, and after my grandma died and all that, over the years, she gave millions to charity. Everything she had, she would clip out coupons and she had a little oil field in West Texas and gave all that money, all of it. And sometimes I'd give her money, you know, like she died a couple years ago, but I'd give her money and say, hey, you deserve some things. And she'd go, oh, thank you. And I learned she was giving all that to charity, which is fine, but that's what old timers used to be like. And then now, again, all the government money put into healthcare only drives the price up, just like education. And then nobody can even get it. And we wonder why it doesn't work because you've involved government and the scams. People should see whatever they want, go wherever they want. There shouldn't be all these regulations. Then our drug prices would be super low. It's the regulations killing our healthcare. We didn't used to have them and we had the best healthcare in the world and the regulations created it and ruined it.
Well, and Alex, this is something you've brought up many, many times, that the more people who are like this, that say the government needs to do something, we need to be more charitable as a government, they are the ones who are least likely, statistically, it's borne out in study after study, the people who complain like this are the least likely to actually give to charity and be charitable. They want to shirk the responsibility onto the government so they don't have to give up a piece of their pie.
That's right. That's what studies show. Liberals and leftists worldwide tell you they give to charity and virtue signal, but are something like 6 times more likely not to give, way more likely to steal, to lie, to kill. And really, they're just crooks. Look at them. Look. She was a corporate rating lawyer. Look at Pocahontas. This woman is a bug-eyed, chicken-necked demon. I'm sorry I'm ranting.
Well, it's like, how are we even watching this debate on CNN? They're fairly moderating it. And everything that just came out yesterday, today, it's ongoing with Project Veritas and knowing how biased they are. I mean, this is why this infuriates me, because I know I'm just being fed a bunch of BS. I know it's just propaganda. All the questions are gamed.
And CNN gave Donna Brazile, remember, all the questions months before.
In advance, absolutely.
And now she's got a job at Fox News. Yes.
And they've got their preferred candidates in the center asking them questions that they can kind of... It seems like Cory Booker's kind of wised up to it. And he's like, let's stop fighting with each other. Stop trying to make us fight each other.
Well, he knows the real poll show people are turned off by this.
Yeah.
And he also knows they're trying to rush an impeachment vote in the House by Thanksgiving. And then if he said, oh, I think Trump's guilty, they'll say, oh, you didn't deliberate in the Senate. The Senate's where they have the trial.
Mm-hmm. So has Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders talk about socialism and capitalism? Because, you know, they're at each other's throats right now because Elizabeth Warren said that she's a capitalist. She's come out, and Bernie Sanders...
But she's offering the same thing as Sanders.
Yeah, and then the Communist News Network said, oh, this is such a bad thing. She needs to drop that. She needs to get away from being a capitalist when all of these people have reaped the benefits and living in a capitalist.
Wait a minute. Is Castro about to say that we need to give reproductive rights to men that are pregnant?
I believe that we need to address communities that are being impacted by
abortion funding for men that are pregnant.
Something like UBI
for trans women, which is a man in a dress.
I think we need to focus on making sure that we spark jobs.
I said in 2016 they needed to be talking about
this. As I mentioned earlier, here in Ohio, in the latest job data, Ohio is losing jobs under Donald Trump. He has broken his promises to Ohio and the industrial Midwest. I would invest.
I didn't hear anyone clapping.
Yeah, the globalists have tried to block Trump at every level. Everybody knows that.
Millions of new jobs and a clean energy economy. I was in Newton, Iowa a few weeks ago, and I visited a place called TPI. Newton, Iowa had a Maytag washing machine manufacturing facility, and then it closed down. TPI manufacturers.
These guys have all supported globalism, NAFTA, GATT, open borders, and then now they're saying Trump, who's been fighting that,
future for those families. On
and in a total trade war with China, it's his fault. Did you know that? Did you know that, Tom?
Meanwhile, these people who have been our so-called civil, are working for us all 20, 40 years, some of these people have been off. Isn't it their fault?
Yes.
I mean, they're the ones that have been in charge of moving the direction of this country. But yet Trump, who just... He was a reality star.
And they expect us to keep voting for the same thing that keep us in the same situation that we're living in year after year. Oh, just forget about what we did the past 60 years. Continue to vote for us because we're going to implement what we've already done to you.
It's all.
You gotta love this tyranny that we're putting you under. You gotta love it, embrace it, because they're coming out is with the most insane ideas because they're new. And you know what, on top of that, I think they're trying to get someone that's going to come out as like President Trump did in the 2016 election. They have all these people running. They're sitting there saying that someone still could rise to the occasion.
That's Hillary.
Yeah, they say someone could still rise to the occasion because someone could come out and say all the crazy things that none of them are saying. Because President Trump, he came out saying what we were all saying, but no one else on stage was saying it. So now they're going to come out with someone that's going to be saying all the crazy stuff. They're already alluding to it. They're already kind of hitting on it. And when someone come out with the most insane thing, they're all like clapping. Look how they do with AOC. Every time she says something crazy, they love it. I mean, it's like the upside down world we live in. Enjoy this tyranny. Yeah. Embrace it.
And just the fact that that's the thing that I dislike about even involving myself with watching the corporate media is they control the news narrative and then they get everyone yelling about whatever they've decided we need to.
I was about to say, everybody knows they're liars now except for the dumbest people. But still, by throwing outrageous lies out, they make us still counter them and debate them. And that's how they stay in the game. That's how they stay pertinent. That's how they don't become completely obsolete.
Well, they're making up.
Oh, you wanted to hear from her.
Automation yes. revolution. They look to uncertainty. They don't know how this is going to affect their jobs and their everyday lives. And I agree with my friend Andrew Yang. I think universal basic income is a good idea to help provide that security so that people can have the freedom to make the kinds of choices that they want to see. This has to do with a bad trade deals that we've seen in the past that have also driven fear towards people losing the way that they provide for their families. Really what we need to do is look at how we can best serve the interests of the American people. I do not believe a federal jobs guarantee is the way to do that. The value that someone feels in themselves and their own lives is not defined by the job that they have, but is intrinsic to who we all are as Americans, whatever we choose to do with our lives, and we can't forget that.
Thank you very much.
One of the industries most at risk from a changing economy is the auto industry. General Motors used to be the largest employer in Ohio.
You know, it should be discussed what Trump said in his inaugural speech. I was standing right there in front of him, you know, 50 yards away when he gave it. And there's all these secret technologies that are deemed disruptive technologies that they admit they blocked. That's what global government's about, stopping countries from not just developing nuclear power, but a lot of other stuff. And so it just goes in like Raiders of the Lost Ark, that metaphysical, that archetypal warehouse full of all those hidden things. The Ark's just one more hidden thing they're rolling into, you know, that crate. Now, that's not a real warehouse, but that's a symbol of that. We need new inventions. We need to innovate. We need life extension technology. We need to turn loose all these drugs that are getting blocked. We shouldn't still be using chemotherapy from the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see what Booker's saying.
In work. And number one,
raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour is
not like
his answer.
This thing that the president's trying
they've,
to push
they've done that in states,
right,
and we've seen how that's failed. They raise their pay, but they cut their hours.
It doesn't put workers at the center of every trade deal. We must make sure we are not giving corporate.
Well, that kills apprenticeship too. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people, quite frankly, should pay to be in some jobs where it's so technical that you're really learning stuff would take years of going to college to ever even know. And used to, colleges were very, very rare up until about 150 years ago. It was apprenticeships and through guilds, whether it was, writing or whether it was law or whether it was, smelting metals or science. You would go apprentice under scientist and you'd write letters. You'd show you could do it and you'd be, schooled. You'd be trained, sent to a special school to get better at it just to get accepted. I mean, take Andrew Jackson. By the time he was 20, he was already a lawyer. He went and worked for a lawyer and then became a lawyer because that person signed off and said, in my name, this guy knows how to the law. Then it became a bar, became a group of lawyers. So even though you go, and they kept that power, even though you go to college now, you've got your law degree, but you've got to pass the bar. So that's a vestigial leaving, you know, that's still there, but as an example of how these professional systems have taken over. But really now they teach you stuff on purpose so that you won't even compete with the higher level folks. You've then got to get a PhD or more, or a doctorate in law, to even enter the real guild level of how the law even works. Law schools now are teaching lawyers a romper room baby level of law. You see, that's what happens in these systems where they become stratified. And America was about getting out of those. Oh, let's hear what Beto's up to.
The Mexican worker, it puts the American worker at a competitive disadvantage. If we complement that with investment in world-class pre-K through 12 public education, get behind our world-class public school educators, if we make sure that cost is not an object to be able to attend college, and if we elevate
our world-class public school teachers
and create more than 5 million apprenticeships over the next 8 years, we will make sure that every single American has a shot. They don't.
Everything he talks about is lies. He's just anything coming out of his mouth, except if he says he's going to take your guns.
Thank you, Congressman.
Income inequality is growing in the United States.
Well, and even that, Alex, I mean, last year he came out and said, we're in 2018 when he was running against Cruz. Oh, nobody's going to take your guns. If you have an AR-15, good, keep it. I hope you use it lawfully. And now he turns around and he wants to take your guns. So even that, which is the disingenuous version? Is it the Texas Beto O'Rourke who says, no, we're not going to take your guns? Or is it the guy on stage who wants your guns? Who the hell can tell with this guy?
Well, exactly. He always wanted the guns, but running in Texas, he lied about it. Mm-hmm. And then now he's like, hell yes, I've always wanted your guns. Now let's see what Bernie Sanders is doing.
Uninsured. When you got hundreds of thousands of kids who cannot afford to go to college and millions struggling with the oppressive
burden. Because you bankrupt the one swindling it? Mm.
And then you also have
I swindled it good.
Owning more wealth than the bottom half of American society. That is a moral and economic.
By the way, the big robber barons, all the big billionaires other than Trump, they support this globalist model that made it where 1% has 60% of the wealth. Okay? And by the way, it's 0.1% that actually has almost all of that. So they have set up a system and now they're domesticating and dumbing everybody down and selling them worthless college degrees. And then the college degree itself is how to be an SJW, so you never figure out how they screwed you over. You think being a revolutionary that destroys the country finally will get you ahead. I mean, it's literally unbelievable.
You're fighting for these small social justice issues, things that really didn't matter 5 years ago even. Now they're creating entire, if you go look on a jobs website, there's so many jobs where they're wanting you to get into college. We need new people to head our social justice department and I mean, it's like they've created a whole new industry.
That's it. I mean, they're making it the economy mm-hmm. where being a little thought police person is the only job you have. And because there's not any jobs, they took your jobs. So again, they tell them, oh, you got 2 or 3 degrees. If you don't want to bag groceries, you're going to be an SJW controller.
Right.
So again, they engineer the colleges to get rid of us. And Trump's trying to change course on that, and they're fighting like the devil to make sure, because see, the socialists and the globalists could never compete with an American economy. They had to kill that economy. That's in Cloward and Piven. That's the plan.
But there's something else going on here that is absolutely shameful, and that's the way the money gets split up in terms of earnings. As a result of taking
here
away
we have
the
a billionaire who's been trying to impeach Trump since 2017, telling us how money works. Oh, the irony.
A raise.
And he's going to give you some free stuff right now because he really cares about you. It's like Beto's father-in-law is a known swindler. $28 billion, his wife's worth $1 billion. And then Beto doesn't even know how to cook a hamburger in videos. It's like he's a space alien.
Mm-hmm. Well, and someone I brought up a good point. A handyman, actually. He's like, why would someone spend $5, $10, $15 million of their own money to run for Congress or another position where they're only going to make a couple hundred thousand a year? Like what's the trade-off that they know they're going to get?
Because they're going to give the industries that put them in power, their businesses through trust are going to make billions.
Right. Exactly. And that's, I mean, I just never looked at it like that. It's like, why would you spend millions, billions of dollars to get elected into office? When you're only, it's only a job you're going to make $200,000 a year. It's because everything after you get elected is where the big.
When Lyndon Baines Johnson went to Congress in the 30s, he had no money. And when he was no longer president, he was worth over $1 billion. And that was back then, that was like $50 billion. And it's the same thing with Pelosi. And Maxine Waters. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Maxine Waters, her district is in shambles.
Meanwhile, Trump has lost billions and is literally gives up his paycheck. I mean, he's really doing the real deal. And I'm not just saying that. I looked into it. Let's go back. Let's see what Biden's saying.
We, in fact, engage in this notion that there's $1,640 billion in tax loopholes. You can't justify a minimum $600 billion of that. We can eliminate it all.
By the way, Trump went in and said China has a 15% corporate tax. We have a 40%. He said we'll lower it to 15 to match them, and all that corporate money will come back to us. The corporations wrote that, so we moved to China. China went to zero, and our media and Biden's called for raising it back to 40. He's on the Chinese payroll. Think the Chinese wanted to go to zero to counter us? That's getting rid of the loophole the other way. Bring the money back with a corporate tax cut. You go, well, no, that's giving them money. No, it's not. It's taxing their damn money because you now get the money. God almighty. And the corporations had those laws written, folks, so that no one can compete in this country. They can go take their money at 0% tax out of Ireland or China, bring it back here and buy everything up with it. And no one can compete against it. Let's hear from, what they're teaching people up here has no relation to anything in reality. Tom Papert, you want to comment?
Well, no, Alex, it's entirely true. And President Trump repeatedly campaigned on doing exactly that. And now it all gets swept under the rug. It's really just a reason why people need to watch this broadcast, Firepower, and they need to watch Bandai Video as well as InfoWars, because you're not going to hear this anywhere else. This ongoing trade war that's been happening since before I was alive, but Alex, before you were alive, before anybody on this show is alive. And we are just now starting to become a participant. But any setback, any time President Trump does not have a stunning victory, the media reports it as a devastating loss for this country. And all of these billionaires on stage, they are absolutely, figuratively or otherwise, on the Chinese payroll. Joe Biden, the worst among them.
And wow, I remember even from the right wing, I'd be attacked for 15 years saying China bought up Hollywood and has been controlling scripts for 15 years. I mean, I'm not name dropping, but they wanted to put out some of my films in Hollywood. And I got called out there because I was bashing Bush back then, and they were trying to figure out who I was and what was going on. And I'd been in some movies, and I was there with some of the top producers and people, and the Loose Change guys were there a few times at these meetings with me. And they would just go, well, the Chinese will get pissed about that or that. Well, what will China think? And I remember saying, China, this is like in 2005, 2006. And I'd have high-powered, famous, you know, directors, producers, and lawyers go, yes, son, China, you know, is the biggest investor in Hollywood now. Well, for at least 10 years, they've owned the majority of it. I mean, they own the controlling stock in 6 of the 8 big companies. Now, I'd tell everybody this. They talk to me like I was a space alien. Now you've got LeBron James bowing to them. You've got the teams bowing. You've got China dictating what we can do. Folks, we're far down this road. It's not the Chinese people. They're the slaves of this thing.
Nobody was willing to actually do anything. And while he's unquestionably made it dramatically worse, this is time to realize that we're paying attention to the wrong things. We're paying attention to who sounded better on a debate stage.
Senator Klobuchar, paying attention to the wrong things. Okay, no, we don't need to talk about what we should be paying attention to.
They don't pay attention to reality. Then they expect all of us to hear everything that they're saying and go right along with it. Like, listen to her.
We just have different approaches. Your idea is not the only idea. And when I look at this, I think about Donald Trump, the guy that after that.
God, what a pair of ladies to have on camera simultaneously.
Got together with his cronies and said, guess what? You guys all got a lot richer. That was the one time in his presidency he told the truth. So we have different ways. I would repeal significant portions of that tax bill that helped the rich, including what he did with the corporate tax rate, including what he did on international taxation. You add it all up, you got a lot of money. That one helps pay for that child care, protects that dignity.
You know, Alex, I have to point something out here. You more or less hit the nail on the head when it comes to certain parts of your Joker review that you said before it ever came out. A significant part of that movie, I'm sure everybody here has seen it by now, is eat the rich, kill the rich, murder the rich. The rich are responsible. Now you have at least two major presidential candidates saying, yeah, the rich are going to die under our tax plan. We're going to take all of their money. No money for the rich. It's almost predictive programming at this point.
Well, that's because the ultra rich got their money from insider corporate deals in almost every case. The robber barons have always hated America for 150 years. They set up China to counter us. And so, again, no corporate money comes back internationally because our taxes were the highest of any industrialized world at 40% or higher, depending on how you looked at it, 45%. So the big corporations wrote it so America would be deindustrialized. Trump changed it to meet China at 15% to bring the money back, and China went to zero in a trade war. I just talked about it 5 minutes before she went there. So listen, they sit there and the ultra rich don't want a middle class. And so they don't explain how the ultra rich take their money offshore. They don't explain that. They sit there and say the person making $150,000 a year needs to have their taxes raised because somebody making $150,000 a year is in the top 1%. Yes. We've done the math before. If you look at it for, let's say, 65% of the world wealth and 1%, it's actually 0.00000000024. So it's not even 0.1% that actually has the 60+% of the wealth. And it used to be the middle class of America in 1956 had 42% of the world wealth, and the other 8 percentages of that had the rest of it, and then the rest was all in the third world. So the ultra rich only had less than 10% of the wealth. If you go to the numbers, they had less than 10% of the global wealth because it was actually evenly distributed. And you had huge middle classes everywhere. You've seen a vertical consolidation. So when you hear socialism and communism, when Obama, before he left office, he went down to South America, he went down to Chile, and he gave speeches in Chile and Brazil, but he was in Chile speaking to PhD economists and government students who were from the ruling class. And he said, communism and capitalism work together. He said, you'll have communism in China, but then the corporations work with it, and that's how it works. And they were all going, what? Because it was, but that's really how it works, is that you have slaves in China with corporate rulers and billionaire generals over them, with billionaire globalists here, just setting up a vertical integration to steal all the money like the late, great Ross Perot explained. That's the plan. So the more they offer you free stuff, Hillary Clinton's in her WikiLeaks saying to these top professors, my God, my idiot constituents are all a bunch of lazy baristas living in their mother's basements. They all think I can give them wealth and make them rich and powerful. They're idiots. How do we convince them, though, that I'll give them more free stuff than Trump? Well, that's it, folks. It doesn't work like that. Everybody starts getting free stuff. You turn into Venezuela. Do we have ultra-rich that take the money offshore and are greedy bastards and don't want a middle class? Damn right. And they are for the Democratic Party. And almost every billionaire wants Trump out. And Trump went to them in the first year when he got the economy going again, and the general public was getting some of it, and he said to Goldman Sachs, who was trying to still beat him, and J.P. Morgan, he said, see, my system's better. You're all making record profits. And they said, F you, China will defeat America. That's what Lloyd Blankfein tweeted, because it isn't about their numbers. It's about their power. And so the average person is so economically ignorant, they don't even know how all this works. It's totally rigged. It's a big club. We're not in it. And Trump tried to set it up where we would be in that club and to make it fair and to bring money back. They don't want prosperity for you. They want to get 50% bankrupt, giving up to go on the government dole, because now you'll take the vaccines, they say. You'll behave like they want, and they will own your ass. Mm.
Well, I'm just watching
Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Well, yeah, they're talking about wealth tax or value-added tax. What do they think? And he's talking about, you know, to take a percentage of sales of Google, for instance, and spread that out amongst the American people. That's how they would pay for their $1,000 a month to every American. And also, like, data dividends. So when they're making money off of our use of social media and these others, and they're just mining all of our data, they're getting all the money. And so he's wanting to use that too spread.
You could have a digital ID if you opted in. Well, and when anybody uses your data, like in a blockchain, they got to pay it.
Well, here's the thing. Sure, that sounds great in theory, but look what they did to you. You know, or look what they've done to other people.
Then if you're not a good little globalist, they just ban you with that.
Cut you off. And so now you're not making money off the data dividends.
Cut you out of
society. I mean, this is just absolutely bizarre. How do you run a society this way? So the government is going to take money from people who are using your data to sell you things. Then they'll give you the money that they take so you can then give them more data by buying more things. This is such a bizarre, post-apocalyptic sounding world where everybody's going to sit at home on their phone all day and scroll on Amazon and, oh, I got an Amazon ad. I'm going to buy it. Did my freedom dividend come in yet? Oh boy, yay, I get another Amazon widget. It's bizarre.
Gotta spend more so then I'll make more.
Absolutely. And they're using every tool to their advantage.
And they know how to capture you in the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. For example, I was talking to someone on the phone about a little site, just text the name of it on my phone. The next thing I know on my computer, that same mixer started showing up as an ad on my computer. Completely.
Oh yeah, they're data mining it, and they always denied it. Now they just admit it.
Right.
Yes.
Well, and it reminds me of the company that was talking about being able to, I think it was your DNA or something, if they would trademark it and be able to use it in certain type.
There were actually court cases where baby's blood for 46 years have been taken at birth, put in a secret UN database, and corporations buy the blood. It's not for a blood test. That's all a lie at the hospital. I actually had a nurse blow the whistle in 1996 on my show. Lawsuits started in Texas and Minnesota. The lawsuits were won. And then there have been cases, even going back 10 years ago, where a woman went in to get genetic treatment that a company was going to offer her for like $5,000, I forget the exact number. And they said, sorry, that's $2 million. This company bought your blood and patented your protein. Each person has their own protein, and you've got to pay us $2 million or whatever it was. So, yes, that's going on.
Yeah, well, they're basically, there's a company that's basically saying, this is going to happen. We're going to come up with all of these discoveries off of your DNA or whatever, if you were one of those people that sent in your blood or DNA sample. And so,
I check it at birth.
And so do you want to now make a little bit of money off of that? Sell us your DNA profile.
Yeah, that's how they do it. Yeah. Oh, we've been stealing all your data forever and your blood. You want to opt in, get some money? It's how they trick you.
Right.
Because they all know lawsuits are coming, so they want to get you to opt in. So yeah, you'll be clicking on your phone for the new update, and Apple, even Samsung's been caught saying, hey, we're watching and listening to you. And when you click this, you agree to it forever. They want you to then opt in to all that. Exactly. It's all
fraud. We're going to give you a cut of the pie. You know, we're not totally terrible.
But remember, Leanne, none of this ever existed. None of this was ever real.
No.
Right. I mean, I feel that's why I don't take anything seriously, because I do feel like we are living in idiocracy. And
well, I agree, Leanne, but it's going to get a lot worse. And then they're going to say, if you want your government credit, you got to get sterilized.
No.
And it's going to be so dystopic, people are going to accept it and want it. And then even those that say no, then they're going to come in a big mob of people saying the computer says no one's getting their Soylent Green food credits because you haven't sterilize yourself and your children, and the AI says that now things aren't sustainable. That's the carbon trick they're putting us into. They admit that's the model.
It's just like, why are we allowing these people who are living in this upside down world who see
Leanne, it's not Leanne, it's this isn't people. You obviously.
Well, the more.
Leanne, this is. Notice they ignore me. It's definitely aliens. This is not a human operation.
I am not even going to refute that because the more I think about it, the more weird stuff goes on, and the
news makers
completely ignore the real story and they just tell you what.
How do you think aliens would take over? They'd do it through computers. They'd give collaborators technology. They're telling you all of it. And again, I look at it from a biblical perspective. But they're now openly saying the post-human world's here. You can live forever, but you've got to kill yourself and your brain will be uploaded. That's childhood's end.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's Arthur C. Clarke. Well, he said he was into the occult and the Illuminati. He invented satellites. And he wrote about channeling off-world entities. And then now you study Elon Musk said, well, Alex Jones is right. The elites channel aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And so viewers, but no one even disagrees with me now. Everyone's just like, I know, Papert, you're a serious conservative guy. I am too. I'm saying the elites believe they're channeling with DMT and they're microdosing all these drugs in Silicon Valley. And they believe a post-human world's here and that humans are all about to be phased out and that we're horrible and we're ugly and we're bad. That's what the establishment's already saying. So I just say it's the Bible. The Bible says it's a fallen creature that rebelled against God, that's trapped on this earth. and that we're actually more advanced than it is, but it's older. It already knows what's going on. We don't have the history, so it's trying to trick us to build a system to kill ourselves.
It's figured out how to use our superpowers against us, which is our brain. It is our mind.
That's it.
Which we create things with our mind. So as long as they're projecting certain images for us and telling us how things are going to go, we can't even, that's why we're watching CNN and we're like, this is crazy. What are they saying? Why are they driving?
And it's because they're working for the devil.
Well, it's just, it's like we have to reclaim the power over our own minds.
What it is that they're all demonic. They have this demonic spirit inside of them and they're giving themselves over to this demonic spirit. That's how they're all in unison. Think about it. They all come out with the most insane thing.
Hive mind.
And how is it like? You know, back in the day, even when Bill Clinton was running for office, no one would go on stage and say the crazy things that they're saying. Or even when Obama ran, none of this took place. They're coming out, and it's because they are being controlled by these demonic spirits, and they are connected to them. You brought it to DMT.
Well, yeah, the spirit. What is radio waves? If you showed somebody 500 years ago a radio, and you tuned in to a radio show, they think it was a spirit. It's a transmission.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, I've been around the Hollywood rich people. I've been around the stuff. They all believe they're getting contacted and are channeling. And the rich billionaires literally turn themselves over to this because they're not even there anymore. They are run, like the Bible says, by the prince and the powers and the principalities in the air. And again, no one even disagrees with me about this anymore because everybody can see where they're keeping babies alive and selling their organs. And again, this is debate coverage here, folks. But we've got to ask, when even the attorney general comes out and says, this isn't just the decay of society. This is the organized destruction. This is organized evil. Well, the Bible calls it the devil, whatever you're going to call it, a fallen creature that fell from the heavens to the earth that wants to kill us, Tom.
No, Alex, you're entirely right. I mean, there was a time where I would have disagreed with you, but over the last 5 years, everything we've been bombarded with is proving you right. And, you know, once you kind of have this lens and you're able to look and see the world for exactly how fallen it is, thanks to these people, you can look further back. 2001 A Space Odyssey, I think, is by far the best example of what these people think they are channeling. And it's rubbed in our face. We learned that after Eyes Wide Shut came out. This has been rubbed in our face for decades and decades. You now have all of the big elites, and I don't believe Elon Musk is necessarily one of them, but he admits, I mean, Alex, you made the video, or at least somebody at InfoWars, of Alex Jones, Elon Musk, side by side, saying the same exact thing verbatim, one, because he's aware of what they're doing, you, one, because he could be part of it, Elon Musk. So no, this is all absolutely accepted nowadays, and I believe it's part of the normalization. They're trying to make it so, of course, yeah, we do ayahuasca, and we think we're interfacing with an interdimensional being. That's just our religion, and if you disagree with that, well, that's just your prerogative.
Exactly. I mean, Tim Pool goes on Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan takes DMT and says, yes, I contact these beings. I know people, well, I'm not going to say their names, well-known people. They go to Peru, they go to Costa Rica, and 50 people or 40 people or 30 people is as big as the groups get, will all see at ancient sites, because those are like portals, for whatever reason, the same aliens come out and talk to them. They're all having the same hallucination. This is not an hallucination. It lifts the veil like all, I'm getting chills.
It lifts the veil in the dimensions.
And they are literally talking to these damn things that look like elves, man.
Well, okay. They're not all bad. They're not all nefarious. They don't want to murder and kill us all and entrap us, enslave us, and turn us into a prison.
Well, the ones that the elite are working with do.
Yeah.
So what I'm telling you is they've been promised all this stuff. If they join with it and give up their humanity and kill all of us, that is revelation coming true. And Elon Musk claimed he was good. He claimed he was against all this. Then they tried to wreck his company. Now he wants everybody to take brain chips. All I'm saying is, yeah, we don't know if he's good or bad. The point is that this is what they do. This is all they're into, man. They believe this. Let me tell you something. It's come out like the head of Bank of America 2 years ago said, actually, I used to be an atheist, but now our mathematic computers show with my scientist that something's holding this reality together, and it's 5 times more powerful. And so, because it's, you know, fifth dimension holding this one together, fourth down. And he goes, so I want to defeat whatever put me in this prison. And they're literally going, we're in an alternate reality. It's false. We're breaking free from God, who's this demon, and Satan's going to lead us out of this. We're on a prison. And then they go, Jones, because I've been around these people and I can't say their names. And so, Jones, have you ever thought, you know, maybe Lucifer's good? You know, we're trapped here with Lucifer. He's trying to get us off. He cares about us, and it's God's got us in prison here. And then meanwhile, though, but we do have to get rid of everybody and save the earth so that we can move forward. I mean, these people are absolutely devil worshipers.
Well,
I mean,
we're just living in a world of duality. And that's why I feel like even when we're fighting and there's so much polarization, people are looking at the exact same thing and describing something totally opposite. And how we can be watching CNN and they're going after President Trump for the Russian collusion and all of that, when the whole thing with the phone call,
all of it's fake, all of it's fraud. Exactly, because they've got a mission.
Well, we've forgotten what was happening before President Trump was elected with the Obama administration and how they were colluding, getting their information.
But the media told us that he was good, though.
Right.
Information on their opponent. Like, it's just, they're making us forget that that's what actually happened. Exactly. And they're telling us the opposite.
Exactly. Well, just look at the CNN. They had a town hall where they, on stage, convincing everyone that if you're going to go against homosexuality, that we're going to take your 501c3 away from you. I mean, it's all tied in together. Satan wants to destroy.
Exactly. Buttigieg. The fact that he likes guys, whatever, it's like some high and mighty thing that he's better than everybody because he does that. And the media goes, oh, you're so cool. He wants to set up things where elementary students have liaisons from the LGBTP visit them. I don't want heterosexuals, homosexuals, anybody talking to my damn kids about sex. Mm. When they hit 11 or 12 or 13 and it's time, I'll tell them about it. You keep your damn hands away from my kids, you freaking pervert. Because that's not gay agenda, buddy. That's pedophile agenda. And you know what? I'll say it. Buttigieg looks like a damn pedophile to me. I'll just say it.
He does.
Stelter looks like a pedophile. I'll tell you who else looks like a pedophile. Joe Biden looks like a damn pedophile.
I would just like to say that Tulsi Gabbard right now is I knew they'd bring it up. They're talking to her about Syria and, you know, the slaughter and Trump.
Let's bring it up. Let's paint her up.
And she said,
New York Times and CNN have also smeared veterans like myself for calling for an end to this regime change war. Just 2 days ago, the New York Times put out an article saying that I'm a Russian asset and an Assad apologist and all these different smears. This morning, a CNN commentator said on national television that I'm an asset of Russia. Completely despicable. As president, I will end these regime change wars by doing two things. Ending the draconian sanctions that are really a modern-day siege, the likes of which we are seeing Saudi Arabia wage against Yemen that have caused tens and thousands of Syrian civilians
this is why they cut her out of last debate
and
she was
to starve. Mm-hmm. And I would make sure that we stop supporting terrorists like Al-Qaeda
so they went to a break.
Syria,
I'm guessing they had to make sure that Bernie Sanders was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back to her.
I'd like to ask Senator Warren if she would join me in calling for an end to this regime change war in Syria, finally.
So look, I think
where were they?
Let's see what she does.
We have troops in the Middle East, but we have to do it the right way, the smart way.
Oh, I mean, what 19 years in Afghanistan, done right. 10 years in Syria.
Is that he has sucked up to dictators. He has made impulsive decisions.
Now, she's talking about Obama?
Understand. He has cut and run on our allies, and he has enriched himself at the expense of the United States of America. In Syria, he has created a bigger than ever humanitarian crisis.
Obama and Hillary literally created all that.
He's like
Trump did it.
Where was $250 million
he's worth now?
Well, the entire Hillary Clinton tenure at the State Department, what was she, under a rock? I mean, Gaddafi was murdered. Syria, the civil war started. All of this was Hillary Clinton, and now it's magically Trump's
fault. That's why I say it's satanic. All they do is invert reality.
Right. He's been there a few years, and everything, the 20 years we've been in the Middle East, is his fault, apparently. But that's what Tulsi Gabbard said.
Here, let's hear what the guy that wants to talk to your five-year-old about sex has to say.
Presence. It's a consequence of a withdrawal and a betrayal by this president of American allies and American values. Mm. Look, I didn't think we should have gone to Iraq in the first place. I think we need to get out of Afghanistan. But it's also the case that a small
number
of
these guys look like pedophiles
special operations forces
and the pedophilia is the religion of these people, and it's all coming out.
Thing Well, where was the uproar when they're slaughtering Christians turning Yazidis into sex slaves? Like, why wasn't the media outraged then?
Well, let's be clear.
Beheading Christians.
Obama and Hillary sent the invasion force in, took it over, made it a failed state. And then meanwhile, 3.5 million, they're now saying, people have illegally gone into Turkey. Turkey's about to send them into Europe unless they send them back into Syria, and that's what they're doing. And the Kurds have been attacking Turkey forever. I'm not defending Turkey. The Kurds are in a civil war between the Iraqi Kurds and the Syrian Kurds. They're a nomadic group, and they're not Christian. They're always saying, oh, we're turning, cutting, running on the Christians. That's not true either. It's all a damn lie. And Turkey said, we're going in. They've always said they were going in under Obama. They took part of Syria over. And then Trump got them to leave that part. But now they've come back in on their border. So that's the reality. Right. Let's go back to it. I'm ranting. Sorry.
Definite period of time to continue this regime change war that has caused so many refugees to flee Syria, that you would continue to have our country involved in a war that has undermined our national security. You would continue this policy of the U.S. actually providing arms and support to terrorist groups in Syria, like Al-Qaeda, HTS, Al-Nusra, and others, because they are the ones who have been the ground force in this regime change war. That's really what you're saying.
This is why they don't like Tulsi.
You can embrace, or you can put an end to endless war without embracing Donald Trump's policy.
Will you end the regime change war is the question.
What we are doing.
What is an endless war if it's not yet another regime change war?
The Democrats are defending endless war now.
What we're doing.
That is the beautiful part about Tulsi Gabbard, is she has all of the Democrats now being pro-war candidates. They're the party of endless war.
People to put their lives on the line to back us up. It's the idea that we will back them up too. When I was deployed, not just the Afghan National Army forces, but the janitors put their lives on the line just by working with U.S. forces. I would have a hard time today looking an Afghan civilian or soldier in the eye after what just happened over there. And it is
years?
Undermining the honor of our soldiers.
Wow.
You take away the
Thank
honor
you.
Of our soldiers.
All the soldiers I know from Afghanistan hated and wanted to be out a long time ago.
The president has betrayed American values. Our credibility is in tatters.
When do we say enough is enough? When do we stop sending men and women from America over there to die?
Well, reportedly, he was in the middle, but he was a FOBIT. And FOBITs, they have these, they live on the little bases and never leave.
No, Turkey is not. Mm.
That's what the military calls people like Buttigieg, is a FOBIT.
Another country and engage in mass slaughter. The crisis here, as I think Joe said and Pete said, is when you begin to betray people, and in terms of the Kurds, 11,000 of them died fighting ISIS, 20,000 were wounded. And the United States
and
said,
Obama sent them in with the trucks
we're
to do it.
We're standing with you.
Yeah, too bad ISIS had all those
day,
weapons
after a
shipped
phone
in from
call
the U.S.
with Erdogan announced by
maybe,
tweet.
Maybe those 11,000 Kurds wouldn't have died.
Policy. Now you tell me. What country in
so
the world?
So maybe it's my relative youth, but I had never once heard of the Kurds before Rand Paul started talking about arming them around 2016. And now the Democrats and their Republican allies and the war hawk into the party have everybody convinced that the Kurds are our greatest ally. Like President Trump said, where were they on the beaches of Normandy? Where were they in World War II? They've never been, nobody had ever heard of the Kurds before all of this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. Well, you know, I think we should continue on and listen to more of the debate and then analyze this, but we know it's more of the same, and I think we should probably open the phones up for callers to give their take on this situation and, you know, have Leanne and Tom and, of course, Will Johnson here with Firepower that's normally here weeknights 7 to 9. We'll go past 9, obviously, covering this, but they'll probably dive back into impeachment and all the rest of it. But just to have Trump trying to pull our troops out, as he promised to do, trying to pull our troops out of Afghanistan, and they can never leave anywhere. And every time they try to leave, something, you know, happens. And we can't build bridges or roads here. We can't do any of this, but we can spend trillions, $1 trillion in Afghanistan plus, trillions in Iraq. And Iraq is in civil war and far worse. And it came out in declassified documents that under Bush Sr. and then Clinton and then Bush Jr. and Obama, they wanted to destabilize the Middle East and North Africa, and they've done it, taking Gaddafi out, taking Saddam out, and putting things far worse in and triggering a Shiite-Sunni civil war. The plan is destabilization by these mega corporations. They don't want industrialized, healthy nations. They want nations they can control. They want it for Nigeria, and they want it for Libya, and they want it for South Africa, they want it for the U.S., and they want it for Europe, and they want it for Japan. They want a new deindustrialized dark age. Let's go to Anderson Cooper here, see what he's saying.
Chief of the United States of America has as one of the greatest priorities.
And in our Kurdish allies, what would you do as president to convince the rest of the world that we can still be trusted?
That's a great question, Anderson, because the Commander-in-Chief of the United States of America has as one of her greatest priorities and responsibilities to concern herself with the security of our nation and homeland. I serve on the Senate Intelligence Committee. I have, over a period of time, received classified information about the threats to our security and hotspots around the world.
You notice how she said the Commander-in-Chief.
What has happened in Syria is yet again Donald Trump selling folks out. And in this case, he sold out the Kurds.
But they're not worried about protecting our border.
Thousands died.
It's like they're worried about the Middle East so far away.
Let's be clear. What Donald
Trump they're talking about Donald Trump, the president, selling out people in the Middle East, but the Democrats have sold out the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the viewers and listeners know that. So in a few minutes, we'll give the number out so folks can give their response to this. But look at these headlines. Former ABC News anchor they dug out of some museum, Sam Donaldson, says Trump supporters have fixation for white Christian country. Well, which isn't even, they just keep attacking like whites and Christianity's bad because that's their enemy. That's the system that they are engaged in. That's what they're doing.
Donald Trump out of the Oval Office so that people will trust us again. I also want people to think the folks
that when we stop trusting you guys,
images of ISIS prisoners running free, to think about how absurd it is that this president is caging kids on the border and effectively letting ISIS prisoners run free.
That the Obama administration.
I mean, so more just known whopper lies.
Built those cages.
Well, this is one of those things that you just have to ask, what's your solution to any of this? So we lock the children up with the parents. That's your solution on the border. And then we indefinitely detain these people until the end of time or until they die in the Middle East. We have to occupy the Middle East for the next 50, 60 years to do this. This is apparently the Democrat solution. They offer nothing to the table except insanity.
Well, what I'm confused about is that so many people are against the white male patriarchy that has gone in and captured every country and turned it into what their, you know, glorious vision of what they think, you know, created in our image kind of a thing. I thought that they were against the United States going in and taking over these other countries. Like, why all of a sudden now are they demanding that we stay there and put in the people we want in? Like,
well, that's because, I mean, Trump knows that, that actually wasn't done for America. It wasn't done to spread freedom. America got hijacked by the mid-1960s by globalists. They want to run every country in the ground and want to break down all society and want dumbed down, weak, destroyed families for this big global system that's coming in that's actually anti-human and the evil force that's directing it. It is a satanic energy that doesn't make sense from a human perspective. It's only a transmission to make us kill each other and destroy ourselves. It's that's what it is.
Well, it's like we got to stop the colonizers, but then when the colonizers try to pull out and like let the people in the Middle East deal with their own problems the way they will. Now we are abandoning the Kurds, our greatest allies. And
well, yeah, I mean, let's be specific here. Syria was its own country. It was Baathist. It was stable and it was not attacking the United States. The globalists and the social media, Google, Facebook, they bragged that they caused the Arab Spring. They put radical Islamists in charge. It threw gays off buildings, blew up all the stuff, blew up the churches, went in and did all this. It was about conquering and then breaking down the borders of Europe. Once you bring down Syria, you're up to Turkey. And then you flood Europe with Islamic takeover, which again breaks down civilization, which again is a takeover. That's what this is admitted in their own documents is a post-industrial world for everybody else. Corporations are then tax exempt. They will then go to city states. They're not going to build a utopia to build up all the nations. They're going to implode all the nations and then have armored city states that are above the law and are breakaway civilizations. All of us are outside of those. You probably go, wait, I saw that in the movie or the book Hunger Games. But that's them mirroring in a book. That lady turns out, you know, has been given inside info on what they're actually establishing. And remember, they're not even allowed to go out and kill a turkey or have food in Hunger Games. Only the elites can have that. For the earth, This is feudalism. In ancient Europe, you know, if you killed a rabbit without authorization, you got killed. Oh, we just had Joe Biden and Bernie hug. Let's go back to this.
I believe Vladimir Putin. I don't believe our intelligence
committee. Vladimir Putin.
No, I'm not.
He believes Vladimir Putin.
But here's the deal. Think what that did. He turns around and he questions whether or not he'll keep the sacred commitment of Article 5 for the NATO members. If he is reelected, I promise you, there will be no NATO. Our security will be vastly underrated. We will be in
real trouble. Amen. Let's reelect the man. No more NATO.
Change in Syria. That has not been the policy to change the regime.
He's not getting rid of NATO, though. He just made him pay for part of it.
The regime did not wipe out hundreds and thousands of innocent people between there and the Iraqi border. And lastly, and I apologize for going up, but lastly, what is happening in Iraq is going to be, in Afghanistan, as well as all the way over to Syria. We have ISIS. It's going to come here.
Biden's not
going
to make it. They don't want Biden. I mean, the Democrats are trying to figure out a way how to push him away. I mean, he's leading with him and Elizabeth Warren right now. They're both leading, like they're 1 and 2, and then Bernie Sanders number 3. But they really don't want Biden. The main reason why they don't want Biden because he's an old white man, and the Democrats right now have this thing that all white people are bad, specifically white males. So that just goes against everything that they've been trying to push for. Let's go back to
Joe Biden, he's one of these corrupt politicians that's been in there forever. Exactly. But he's blaming everything on President Trump, who just got in. It's like let's just completely look away from what happened during the Obama years. They had no scandals. Isn't that what he said, that there were no scandals? The media did not report on any of the scandals. It was just like what you just said a minute ago.
They're blaming President Trump for everything when they were the ones who put all these policies in place and the reason why we are where we are today.
Armed, funded, and trained ISIS. And then President Trump eradicated them within the first year, gave the military permission to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It is fascinating listening to Biden tonight. I mean, the man, he seems to have had a stroke. He's already had brain surgery. He's never quite been the same since then, from my understanding. But he must be doing something. Maybe he got some brain force, because he can almost complete a sentence tonight. And then, just as we saw, he'll mess something up. Iraq, Afghanistan. I meant Afghanistan. It's almost 1990s Biden, but not quite.
Exactly. All right, let's go back to it.
Themselves, but for the United States of America, it makes it more likely that we will have to send another generation of service members to fight those battles there. And then lastly, as John Mattis, who was invoked earlier, has said, we have two powers, one of intimidation and one of inspiration. We need to now focus on that latter power and make sure that we invest in diplomacy in our State Department.
By Trump pulling troops out, now we got to have more war.
On the backs of 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds anymore, but making sure that our diplomats are invested in, have the focus necessary by this next president to make sure that they can accomplish those goals.
Yeah, the diplomats will get the Muslims to stop killing each other. Good luck with that.
Would you publicly reveal what the U.S. knows about?
I got to say that Steyer looks like a pervert too.
Bank accounts, please.
I mean, that's creepy.
My understanding, Alex, and please correct me if you know, but is he not close friends or at least associates with Ed Buck? I mean, that's my understanding.
Yeah.
Having no process and having no partners proved to be a disaster in Syria. It's proved to be a disaster in terms of our response to Russia's attacking our democracy. And more than that, when we look at the problems around the world,
the Democrats hate America. They're globalists. Mm-hmm. They're like, and the Russia get us, and the Trump criminal, and the Trump go to.
I mean, are they going to talk about China at all? Or is that off limits? Just the boogeyman Russia.
Don't bite the hand that pays you, Leanne.
This is in the United States.
As I promised to do when we start taking calls, I'm going to bow out and watch the show. I always just do the first part here. Leanne, it's great to have you in town with us. And it'll be amazing to have you on the show with me tomorrow as well, when Sargon of Akkad is going to be back in studio with us. And we're going to open the phones up here soon and after, take calls, and obviously look at some of the biggest takeaways from this. And then, of course, Firepower with Will Johnson and Tom Papert is normally here with a lot of hard-hitting news from 7 to 9. We preempted that, but they're both here with us right now covering this. We're going to have live coverage with a whole bunch of our team in Dallas for the Trump rally, and I'll be here again on Thursday night with Tom and Will co-hosting to show what's happening there. We also have Millie Weaver and others on the ground in Ohio. Their Skype wasn't working earlier because there's so much internet outages there with all the usage going on. I guess the term would be internet traffic is so massive. There's some traffic jams, but we're going to have them popping in as well. I want to thank the great crew at the halfway point for the great job they're doing. I want to give the number out for folks to call in and give your take on this and the attempt to impeach Trump and how out of control they are. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Again, and we'll take your calls on this live coverage of this debate tonight, 877-789-2539, the same number that folks call during the day, 877-789-ALEX. That's my normal daytime phone call number there for you to be able to get involved with us on air. We've got this political story. Pelosi holds off on vote to authorize Trump impeachment inquiry. She always said they're not going to have the vote until around Thanksgiving is her plan. But they do this as a talking point to make themselves look deliberative so that when their hatchet men are out there putting out the message, they then get to look magnanimous and like they are, you know, just following the facts. And she's very sad about it. And, you know, but no, she's definitely, along with Hillary and others, directing this. Leanne, Tom, and, of course, Will Johnson, what's your take on that?
Well, I think that it's Leanne, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, we want help. We're going to Leanne. Leanne, tell us.
I was going to say, ladies first. That's you.
Well, I just think it's incredible that we are kind of like round tabling around this circus, and we really are in clown world. So I think all the stories, everything, it's only going to percolate. It's only going to continue to just get so extreme. So unbelievable. And I guess in my opinion is, how do we choose what we're supposed to get enraged over and have that empathy over?
You're totally right. The big question is, how crazy is 2020 going to get? And I get a lot of people don't want to tune into this and it won't have good ratings, but we have to counter it to know what we're talking about and fight them. That's the responsibility, because I agree. I'd love to be at the lake with my kids. I'd love to be out hunting right now. I'd love to be out, you know, in the hot tub of my wife or something, literally. But these people are so dangerous and bad. We've got to fight them at every level because we have success because we're close to God. You know, something that Tulsi said is, hey, forget what job you've got. It's good to have a job, but it's about who you are, what you believe, what you stand for, mm-hmm. is your soul and your real value. That's true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what she said is true right there. I disagree with a lot of what she says, but she definitely has a soul. That's why they don't want her up there. And she disagreed with them on war, because she's not going to sell her soul on that key watershed litmus test. But we should ask that question on your show with callers. Mm-hmm. We should ask that of the callers that call in. How crazy is 2020 going to get? Mm-hmm. And so that's another question for the callers that I hope they bring up. So, Leanne, how crazy will 2020 get? And then let's go to the main host here. And
I think 2020 is the year. I mean, they've talked so much about 2020 was such a big year. And I think it's going to be incredibly polarized. We're going to be seeing a lot of divide and conquer. And that's why I think it's so important for us to be able to really tap into what we really feel emotionally, rather than allowing the news media to tell us what we need to be angry about. And that's where people are needing to be tapping into their discernment and going to their neighbors, actually having conversations with the people in their community.
And my discernment is, they look like a bunch of devil worshiping pedophiles up there to me. Yeah. I mean, the men all look like demons.
Yeah.
Well, and they all act like them too. I mean, who is the CNN anchor? He's admittedly left the CIA. He's the heir to one of the most powerful robber baron fortunes ever. No one even knows that. I mean, again, and then they're telling you how they're going to save you from rich people. These are the people that presided over annihilating the middle class worldwide.
Right.
Sorry, I'm ranting.
Like, well, you know,
sick of their crap.
I might be in a billionaire family, so exactly. You're going to tax me.
Let me tell you, those folks are incredibly soulless, though. They are so unhappy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go to Tom, and then I'll go.
Well, back to Alex's question. Well, actually, I mean, let's talk about 2020. This can only get crazier. I mean, Alex, you and I have talked about this off screen, where clearly the goal here from the left is to get as many Americans into a hysterical state of despair as humanly possible. Mm-hmm. So at a moment's notice, they can whip them into an all-out frenzy,
right,
and act violently. And I think that's one of my main missions with Firepower and with everything I do, is I want to stop preemptively all the violence that the left is generating. ginning up, because let's be clear, nobody on the right wants violence, but these people, the hysteria is going to get worse. We're already seeing people at Trump rallies getting punched, spit on, everything else you can imagine. These people are sick and animalistic, and we have reason to be worried about what's going to happen. It's going to get crazy, and I hope we can prevent the almost inevitable violence.
And make no mistake, we have a Second Amendment, not for offense, but for defense, for moments just like this. Because make no mistake, they're gunning for Trump and they're gunning for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? 2020 is do or die for America. This is it. This is it. If we do not stand up and on 2020 and get President Trump reelected, we're done as a country. We're done. And I truly believe that President Trump is going to be the last decent president this country will ever have if these Democrats are successful on removing him. Because they're not going to only go after President Trump. They're going after any senator, Republican, and in the House that's not following along their agenda. Their agenda is to destroy this nation. To them, anyone that's going against everything that they've been pushing for the last 80 plus years, you are the enemy. Look at CNN, MSNBC, the entire Alphabet Network Soup Group. They all collude with each other to take down this president. This president has brought America back. And that's the main thing that they hate. So 2020, with all the censorship, with all of the violence against Trump supporters, with the attacks now on Christianity, the attacks on white people, 2020 is going to determine the direction, the true direction of this country. We are either going to go and be prosperous, or they're going to destroy us and we're going to be burning. This country will be on fire.
Well, and I like to look at cycles. So, you know, it's been like 50 years since civil rights, 1969, yes. When everyone, the heat just percolated so much. And people in power, they also know that things come in cycles. Yes. And they know that we as humans are able to be manipulated at this time, our emotions, to where they can start that civil unrest. Exactly. We can get it to that again. And so we can't, as people, allow them to use us against ourselves.
You know what? Because I've said this quite often. The same thing that Democrats did to black people in the 50s and the 60s and even early 70s, they are wanting to do that to white people today. It's a vicious cycle. But now their target is white people. And what's really crazy about all of it, you will have white liberals say this about white people. Don Lemon, being a black guy, supposedly marrying a white man, saying that white men specifically are bad.
Beto O'Rourke won't even use his given white man's name.
Exactly.
Because he's self-hating.
And that's okay. And that's okay. Yeah, absolutely. Because he's self-hating, right?
Well, and it's even crazier. I mean, we just published on National File an article today. There was a white city councilwoman, and they're going over something along the lines of a statement on diversity and inclusion or something along those lines. And a white man says to a Palestinian man, you know, I really like this language, but I think we need to add something in about xenophobia. And this white woman snaps, this councilwoman snaps and goes, you don't get to talk about that. Your skin is light enough. You've been white since the day you were born. You don't get to talk about this. I mean, they're totally demented.
Exactly. You know what? It only took Obama 9,222 days to reverse just about everything Martin Luther King did. That's all. And now here we are. Everything has been reversed. And now they want segregation. I mean, it's just unbelievable how the left thinks and their mind operates. And the truth is not in them. And we know what the Bible says when the truth is not in them. They are of their father Satan. And we are seeing this today. These people have a reprobate mind. They believe the bad things, the evil things that they're doing. They believe it's good. So we have people calling in. We're going to go to the phone lines here. Do we still have the debate going? Yeah. Let's go to Cory Booker. Let's go to Cory Booker, the way I like to pronounce him. Cory Booker. And then we're going to start taking your phone call. Let's see what he's saying.
In American history, this fall, where we have sent our children to school, the strongest nation on the planet Earth, and said to them, we can't protect you.
Thank you,
sir. So in school, we're going to teach you how to hide. There are more duck and cover drills and shelter in place drills in America now than fire drills.
How about teaching them how to
arm themselves and protect themselves? I will bring an urgency to this issue and make sure that we end the scourge of mass violence in our country.
Senator Klobuchar, Senator Warren supports a voluntary, Senator Klobuchar,
You supported a voluntary buyback, if I'm correct.
They may not
right.
have technical issues, but apparently Anderson needs his batteries recharged.
Just keep thinking.
How do they buy? My biggest thing about this is how do you buy back something that you've never owned?
Exactly. Didn't they do that in Venezuela just a few years ago?
Yes.
Right. Well, it's a popular joke on social media, but, you know, I considered selling the federal government my rifle, but after undergoing a background check, it turns out that they've been involved in a lot of mysterious circumstances.
Oh,
there's no way
good.
They'll pass a background check.
Yeah, not passing that's the background good. Check.
Yes, the background check bill. My bill to close the boyfriend loophole so domestic abusers don't get guns. The bill to make it easier for police to vet people before they get a gun. That's what we should be focusing on. And I just don't want to screw this up. When I'm president, I do want to bring in an assault weapon ban. And I do want to put a limitation on magazines so what happened in Dayton, Ohio,
you know, it's kind of
will
cute.
Never happen again.
She says,
again.
When I'm president, as if that will ever happen.
Fight.
It's very
Senator,
adorable.
Senator Warren, you support a voluntary gun buyback of assault-style weapons.
Let's hear what
as
Elizabeth
well. Why
Warren
not
said.
A mandatory one?
And then
voluntary, not mandatory.
Yeah. What works on.
Because that's going to work out so well.
We got to see what Beto says here.
With machine guns. We registered them.
Machine guns.
Penalty if you didn't register them and a huge tax on them and then let people turn them in. And it got machine guns out of the hands of people. But the problem here that we need to focus on is first how widespread gun violence is. As you've rightly identified, it's not just about mass shootings. It's what happens in neighborhoods all across this country. It is about suicide.
Like Chicago,
it is about domestic
Baltimore,
violence.
Detroit.
A one and done. That we do one thing or two things or three things and then we're done. We have to reduce gun violence overall, and the question we have to ask is why hasn't it happened? You say we're so close. We have been so close. I stood in the United States Senate.
It'd be straight up suicide for the American people.
54 senators voted in favor of gun legislation,
you,
and it didn't pass because of the filibuster.
Senator.
We have got to attack the corruption and repeal the filibuster, or the gun industry will always have a veto over what happens.
Senator Harris, you disagree with Senator Warren. You think the buyback should be mandatory. Please respond.
So they're literally talking about, let's just be completely clear here. They are talking about coming to your door with a fully automatic gun, by the way,
yes.
So they can take your semi-automatic gun and likely kill you in the process. This is what Alex talks about when he says 1776 will commence again. This is what they are talking about. You've got the majority of candidates, it sounds like, on this stage right now saying they will send armed goons to your door to take your gun if you do not surrender it peacefully. And one thing nobody talks about here is what is this going to do to the police? You will never find a patriotic, a constitution-believing man of God as a police officer if this passes. You're going to get the lowest common denominator, 70 IQ people, as the police officers. They're the only ones that are going to be willing to take your guns, and they're not going to think twice about these orders. This is unfathomable. Let's see what Kamala's saying.
Actually, Kamala Harris just said that the number one killer of the young black youth is guns, which is a total lie. It is abortion.
And they never want to actually talk about the communities where this is happening so much. And
exactly. Just like what Tom
said. That's right. It's the gun control capital of the world, Chicago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here with Biden.
Twice. We were able to get assault weapons off the streets and not be able to be sold.
His adrenochrome's fading out.
You know, he's repeating the same talking point. He has this one scripted, constantly saying the same thing.
AR-15s and assault weapons that are on the street.
I'm just curious on what Robert Francis O'Rourke is going to say.
As it relates to machine guns, you must register that weapon.
Didn't he make a T-shirt with the last thing? Hell yeah, we're taking your guns. He's proud of that. He finally admitted the truth.
It moved the.
Think about the police officers that are going to have to go into these homes and confiscate people's guns. I mean, so talk about civil war going off.
Yeah.
I mean, you're.
Well, and Leanne, I mean, there's no way. I mean, no normal person will want to be a police officer anymore. Mm-hmm. You're going to get the worst of the worst as the police. And I don't want to see that. I don't think anybody does. I think we want to support our police to the best of our ability.
They're not
going to
be going. They're not going to be going to the main house where, like, the head gangster is with all the guns. Hey, excuse me, sir. It's time for you to turn those over. They're going to go to the people who are going to probably maybe voluntarily, okay, sure, whatever. It's the law now. I don't want to break the law. You know, and then it's just going to be the bad guys with the guns. I mean, they're, what's their plan?
The conversation's about starting a civil war.
Exactly. Yes. Starting a civil war. This is Alex Jones. I don't know if you could hear him.
Okay, so you know what? Let's go to the first phone caller here, and then we're going to take this first phone call, and then we are going to have to take a break because we got a plug here. So let's go to Terry from Minnesota.
Hey, how you doing, Will?
Hey, how's it going, Terry?
Pretty good, man. I've talked to you a bunch of times. This whole subject with the aliens and Satan and the churches and what's going on. Here's the thing with InfoWars and Alex. I think I told you before, Will. We, God's elect, consider Alex a Saul. And his trillion-watt light bulb has not lit yet. He's kind of all over the map. The one-third that God told us, basically, let's follow the tail of the serpent. We're talking upwards of 4 billion souls in the first Earth Age. I'm sorry if you guys don't understand three world ages, blame your pulpit. But, this, you know, you call them the left as of right now in 2019. Well, I call them, or we call them, the left-minded. They're on both sides. They're worldwide. And God reserved these people for one specific reason, because they followed Satan, loved him mm-hmm. in the first age, basically. They're here now. I've heard Limbaugh talk about it for years. He knows the lack. Well, these are satanic, 100% down to their soul type people.
Yes.
We're real. Will, you're one of the few people that understand this. We're literally talking about Satan's offspring, the Kenites. Rockefellers, they're not Jews, they're Kenites. They claim to be Jews and do lie and are of the synagogue of Satan. Soros is a Kenite. The Rothschilds are Kenites. Morgans are Kenites.
Mm-hmm.
And on go. I mean, they number a small nation, Will. And it's like, how many in InfoWars, especially Alex, I mean, you guys even know what generation you're in. You're in the fig tree generation. What did Christ tell us about the fig tree generation? It's the last one. It's not the end of the world. The world's never ending, but the second Earth age is coming to a screaming halt, which is nothing more. It's Dick and Jane. It just means flesh is going bye-bye. Alex says this whole thing about going into, you know, this old utopia about machine, you know, with people. And all, that's all crap. Okay, it's all deception. You know what? And the problem here is that people aren't listening to God, and God is adding to the delusion. He's adding to the deception because he's going to make sure this lesson sticks once and for all. This whole flesh existence, the entire second Earth age, it's all Satan. Christ gave it to him. Christ rejected it when Satan tried to give it to him on the monster. He said, you can have the laptop, you can have Apple, you can have it all, Christ. Just worship me. Well, obviously, Christ is God, and God has outfoxed Satan once again. And that's why God or Christ allowed himself to be killed. Because when it comes time to do Satan in and all Satan's followers, there's going to be no regrets by God, because God is fair, gives everybody a chance. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, Terry? You're absolutely right. And I want to thank you for the phone call. You know what? The Democrats play that same role. We're going to give you everything. Just worship the government. We're going to give you. It's the same model that they received from Satan himself, and they're doing that very thing. Okay, so let's go to a break. We need to take a break. So we're going to go to this break. Please, if you're not there now, go over to band.video, go to band.video and share that link. Connect with us. Get everyone to get engaged. We're going to take a short, quick break, and we'll be back.
Most multinational corporations are extremely authoritarian. They want to work with countries like communist China because they've only got to deal with the communist party. And as long as they're getting paid off, they're happy. They let the corporations exploit their populations. Now, in America, we set the standard globally for workers' rights and for basic freedoms because we believed in trying to be better people. We believed that humanity could become more loving, more involved, more concerned, more constructive, more empowering for everybody. That's really the Christian ethos. And America did become the most successful, most powerful, most inventive nation in the world. And so a lot of very corrupt individuals, organizations, and groups came to the United States and attempted to take control of its government so they could try to harness that American spirit for their own aims. Hitler tried to take over the 1930s of the U.S. And Prescott Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush's father, George W. Bush's grandfather, actually helped carry that out. But the Marines and Smedley Butler at the last minute discovered the plan and foiled it. But it was so embarrassing that it was swept under the rug until the end of World War II. Then they had the McCormick-Dickstein Committee hearings that documented it all. But other things have happened like that in our history that are in the history books but aren't popularly known. And right now as we speak, there's a major attempt by multinational corporations with Communist China and others to dominate the political system and the economic system and the cultural system and the spiritual system of America. And that's just flat wrong. And InfoWars has been standing in the road like 300 against this horde. And because of your support, you've been standing right next to us. Now, I had an idea when I was on Joe Rogan's podcast like 8 months ago to come out with this T-shirt because I was wearing a NASA variant of it. This is an actual NASA patch. And I thought we should change it to Space Force just as a symbol of human exploration again that has really been expressed by America at a level nobody else has. Trailblazers, inventiveness, discovery, that's really what we're about. And I thought this shirt would probably end up being a bestseller. And it has been a bestseller. It's a nice fabric, got an American flag, InfoWars.com on it. But I told people back then it was going to be a limited edition. Well, guess what? It is a limited edition. And so this is your last chance. We're not ordering any more of these shirts. I do plan to come out in the future with another variant, but it's going to be substantively different. So this is a collectible shirt, and it's about free speech, and it supports the InfoWar, and it's about human exploration. So I think that really covers all the points of the compass for us. That's why I'm very, very proud of the shirt. And I want to thank those of you that have gotten the shirt. I want to encourage those of you that haven't gotten one of these historic shirts. They look great on women. They look great on men. We have small sizes for children. And again, you help fund the InfoWar while also getting a piece of Americana, which I assure you will get lots of compliments. You'll also meet lots of people who support InfoWars, and you may run into a few that get in your face for it. But they got to look close because it's a small InfoWars under the also dreaded American flag that the Ninth Circuit ruled a few years ago is a hate symbol and has been banned in 12 state schools. I'm not kidding. Sounds crazy. Mainstream news even admits it. So we need to exercise these freedoms to promote InfoWars, promote Americana, promote the American flag, or we'll lose them. So it seems simple to wear a shirt to fight tyranny, but it really is important to exercise your freedoms or lose them. Limited edition shirt. It's about to be gone forever. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
All right, we are back. Special edition. We are broadcasting live the debate, and we're going to go back to your phone calls, firepowernews.com with Will Johnson and Tom Pepper. We have a special guest with us, Leanne McAdoo. We had AJ here, Alex Jones. He was here earlier with us. So let's go back to your phone calls. Let's see. Let's go to John from North Carolina.
Oh, I kind of want to see what Kamala Harris is saying
destroy
about
destroy our country in states like Ohio.
Thank you, Senator. Secretary Castro, are you in favor
sending
of
drug
sending
company execs to prison to hold them accountable?
Yeah.
Well, that'll never happen.
They need to be held accountable, not only financially, but also with...
Well, it's such a lie. I mean, the drug companies wrote Obamacare, and they're going to write whatever is the next iteration, single payer, or whatever they come up with. So the fact that they want to hold any of these people accountable, it's nice lip service, but no, you're right, Leanne. It's never going to happen, not in our lifetimes.
CNN's going to cut to commercial break from one of our drug companies that exactly. sponsors our news program. It's
right.
just like
that's right.
So do we have John on the line with us?
I'm here.
How you doing, John?
Excellent, Will. I'd like to start with a little call out for all three of you. Tom, I'd like to congratulate you on making the trifecta. I recently heard your God, Emperor, and Trump theme. You were called a nationalist, a white supremacist, and a Russian, all in basically one sentence, which is awesome.
Wow, where did you hear this?
I can't remember. I was traveling, so it was most likely CNN.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's good to be called out by your enemies.
Hey, you know it. You know you only get flack when you're over the target, right, my friend?
That's right.
I'd like to call out for Will. I'm glad you made the InfoWars, buddy. I remember super chatting you on YouTube. with your buddy down here in Durham, North Carolina, where I'm at.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, excellent. And Leanne, love to see you back. You look radiant.
Thank you. Watching the news for a year will do that.
Yeah, that's very excellent. And I hope everybody in your family is doing okay. We've all been praying for you. So
thank you.
So I'd like to bring up Tulsi, where she kind of called out everybody on being warmongers.
Mm-hmm.
And she really sounded like President Trump, don't you guys think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I feel Tulsi has a lot of crossover appeal. I don't agree with a lot of her policies, but I do like her as a human being. I can tell she's a good person and she does actually care. I mean, she's serving our country as not only in Congress, but also in the military.
Only thing I don't like about her, she gives up her morals just so she can stay along with the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right, Will. That's been the most disappointing part about Tulsi was, I believe it was last week, she came out and said, after repeatedly saying no to impeachment, she says, all right, you know, yeah, we need to impeach this guy. And it was the most disappointing thing because she's really stayed fairly true to herself. I mean, she's pro-abortion, which is disgusting and is horrifying, but she is trying desperately to inject an anti-war element back into the Democrat Party when now they're showing their true stripes. They're a bunch of war hawks. So, I mean, it's unfathomable that they're trying to now reject her because of this, but it also, I enjoy it, and I wish she would be the candidate to go against President Trump. I would love to have an anti-war policy platform being debated by Trump and Tulsi. It's never going to happen, though. They'll never let her win.
Exactly.
I love how they're questioning whether or not Bernie Sanders' health is going to stop him from being able to do the job of the president, when that question was off limits when Hillary Clinton was the candidate. Remember, that was a sexist question. How dare you ask that? But of course, now they're talking to Bernie Sanders about that.
Yeah, she had episode after episode, and they still wanted to ignore it.
100%. The health of the president doesn't matter. Of course I can do the job.
Exactly.
Sexist to ask that.
Exactly. Hey, John, thanks for the call.
Putin to our allies.
Let's go back to the debate.
And know exactly what has to be done to get this country back on track. It is required now more than any time in any of our lifetimes to have someone who has that capacity on day one. That's one of the reasons why I decided to run. Why I decided to run this time, because of I know what has to be done. I've done it before. I've been there when we pulled the nation out.
You've sold out the country before, so your son could make $150,000 a month, and we need to do that again. Great job, Biden. Great job.
As well as making sure that we had the Recovery Act, which kept us from going into depression. I know what has to be done. I will not need any on-the-job training.
I mean, he's been in...
He's like, I saw how Barack Obama destroyed this country. And
How many years? And I know, what needs to be done.
And Leanne, you called it earlier on when you said... You said it's the upside down. I mean, they're talking like the economy is in the toilet and we're all going broke and nobody can put food on the table. I mean, that's what was happening in 2015 and 16 when before President Trump came in. They're running against Obama's economy when we have Trump's economy. It's truly an episode of mental gymnastics you have to do just to follow this if you have any actual idea of what's going on in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're going to Elizabeth Warren now.
You'll be 71. 40% of Democratic primary voters say they think a candidate under the age of 70 is more likely to defeat President Trump.
Running.
What do you say to them?
Well, I say
it's that Native American DNA. It's good for the complexion.
And outlast anyone, and that includes Donald Trump, Mike Pence, or whoever the Republicans get stuck with. Look, the way I see this, the way we're going to win is by addressing head on what millions of Americans know in their bones. And that is that the wealthy and the well-connected have captured our democracy. And they're making it work for themselves and leaving everyone else behind.
Our constitutional republic,
acts like they're exempt from all of that. Acts like they're not the wealthy and the rich.
Right.
Kind of vague campaign.
Getting richer.
Well, I mean, Will, she's a serial liar. She lied about being Native American. She lied about being pregnant and getting fired for it. She's a serial liar. Her entire policy platform now is stolen from Bernie Sanders. So not only is she a liar, she's an apparent plagiarist. So it shouldn't surprise us too much.
It's broken and we show how to fix it. Democrats will win when we fight for the things that touch people's lives. Things like child care and health care and housing costs. Democrats will win when we give people a reason to get in the fight.
Congresswoman Gabbard,
we give people free stuff. We'll win.
And vote for me. It's all for free.
Should age matter when choosing a president?
I'm glad you asked, because I was going to say it's not fair to ask these three about their health and their fitness to serve as president, but not every other one of us. I am grateful to have been trained very well by the Army and do my best to stay in shape. But here's the real question I believe you should be asking is, who is fit to serve as our commander-in-chief? This is the most important responsibility that the president has. What Donald Trump has been doing in Syria and what we have just seen with him inviting the Turkey to come in and slaughter the Kurds show what an unfit president looks like. It highlights how critical it is that we have a president and commander-in-chief who is ready on day one, bringing experience and understanding in foreign policy and national
security. The average American must be sitting at home wondering, what is this sick fascination that we suddenly have with a group of people called the Kurds? I mean, it's obvious they want to puff these people up, have them be the next group of thugs and dictators that the United States puts in power. So then in 15 years, we can reinvade to topple the Kurds. It's, of all people, I'm the most disappointed to hear her saying this, because how does she not know? She surely does. How does she not know that this is the pattern? The United States topples a government. We put different people in charge. 15 years later, those people are revealed to be a bunch of extreme